delighted with the result. Yep, we know it was at stake. It was a 6-pointer. Even coming down the road, were you caught in the traffic as well coming down?
We were.
Aye, so it was a quick pre-match. I think we hit there about 12:30. Or not tell a lie, it was 5-1 when we got in there. So it was a quick pre-match, and then down here. But we were well versed for it all in terms of the wind, the rain, anything that come. I say that in my interviews we use. You know, you have to visualise where you're coming to. We don't want the red carpet. Anything that you throw at us, we'll embrace them. Nothing's got to put us off our stride. And I think the boys done that this morning, the day. Delighted with the win, delighted with the goals, delighted with the clean sheet. Being a little bit greedy, it could have been a bit more. We could have scored a few more. And it was just all round a right good day for us.
A bit more comfortable than you thought it was going to be?
Well, first half we were very, very good. Very, very good in the first half. And as I say, we could have scored more goals, but it wasn't to be. So in the second half, we knew they would change it about and come at us, and you'll have to stand up to it. And it might be, says that, it might have been a wee counter attack sort of second half for us. And it was, you know, but after the first 20 minutes, once we got it changed our shape a wee bit, and we were all right. I always knew we were going to see it out. So I really am pleased for them. A lot of stuff that we're doing on the training pitch, you can see it coming to fruition. And we just keep working at it and working at it.
We could probably pinpoint several players today, but Graham Dorans and that sort of thing.
I think that surprised them a little bit, because usually they play with Graham in that sitting one. But I say to you, I see stuff on the training pitch. It's my job to notice that. You go, wow. If I can get him up there linking up with Lawless and Dow and all these guys, and someone special up there. But every one of them played a part, wee Dan, just sitting there breaking it up, getting his goal, coming back to his old stomping ground. Brilliant for us last week, brilliant for us again this week. Keep it going. And there's competition for places. There's real competition for places. We've got Don back now. He probably had 20 minutes in him, 30 minutes in him the day, but we just felt it was okay. And if I was mentioning two or three things at the club, I would mention Joe Chalmers. You can see, I think the players instantly have taken to him. He's got a bad habit of passing the ball to his own teammates. He's a fantastic professional. Really, really good player, and the boys just went, wow. And then I'd like to mention the young ones that got left out in terms of Matty Todd and Paul Allen. The reason I'm mentioning them is when I've come in, they've had to stand up and be counted and play a man's job. They've played a massive part in where we are right at this moment in time. So it's just a case of just sitting back, having a wee rest, having a look at it, recharge your batteries and go again and try and get yourself back in that first team. And I'm quite sure it'll happen. That's what you have to do with young guys. But they've played a massive, massive part. And obviously the chairman, my chairman. The reason I mention my chairman, because he's non-stop in terms of recruitment. Unbelievable, non-stop, helped me so much. When you see what we've sort of brought to the club in terms of the players that we've brought, I think the fans are appreciating that. So hopefully there might be another one. You're not getting his name, but there might be another one before the window closes. And that's all due to the chairman and his pursuit for keeping this club and moving this club forward. I just come up with ideas, come up with a plan, come up with that, and I get to leave it with me. And then the next thing he says, I think that might be getting done. And I know when I'm trying to do one, it's unbelievable, and the phone calls that you have to make. So it's about time he got recognition for that, for the hard work and his love for this football club.
What area would you put it to spend?
Ask
for a name.
just a
good footballer. We're just looking for anything that we hail, anything that we think it can help us. We'll go and try and do. Might not happen, so it's pointless talking about it. You know, if they're coming for abroad or for down south or for Scotland, it might not happen. I've used that one before, ain't I?
Would it just be the one at this stage, probably?
Or? I would imagine so. Yeah, it might not happen. I don't know. It might not. It's 50-50 right at this moment in time. But if no. I think these boys are starting to know what I'm after and coming up to speed. And certainly, I say after the morning game, there's got to be bumps in the road from now to the end of the season. We know that. But I say after the morning game, it might be the best thing that happened to us. We're unbeaten since then. Long may that continue.
Camille Conte was up on trial. Is that one no?
He's one that was very, very close. See, if I had another week, I would have probably signed him. I just got a text from him there that just now. Lovely, lovely boy. Very, very good. He's got something. He's going to right at the top. That might be one for next year for us. I just think the physicality, and I was honest enough to say, I just think the physicality might be just a wee bit too much for him. But in terms of technique and all that stuff, no. In terms of wanting it, not a problem. In terms of technique, not a problem. The physicality could have been a wee bit of a problem.
Just before everyone freezes. Nikolai Todorov was absent altogether? Or
yeah, I just felt not. We have to pick the substitutes. Obviously, we felt we might have had to go to five at the back. It was Brini who was out last week. So Brini's back in there. And it's just horses for courses. That's you know, I'm hoping he is disappointed. Come on the training pitch, you've still got a big part to play. Toddy, he's got a big part to play. I enjoy working with him, a nice boy. He comes in, gets his head down, get on with it. And that's what I'm saying, no matter if you're knowing the team, it's all hands on deck, everybody at the wheel. You know, we have to keep this club moving forward. You know, when you see the fans, I've never mentioned the supporters, but when you see the fans and the noise that they make, I think that alone, if that doesn't inspire you to be, play for the jersey, then you should stay in the dressing room.
You always say you want to entertain the fans. It certainly seems to sound like they enjoyed that one today as much.
Yeah, it's important that we do that. I'm really delighted about our start. Usually we're slow starters, but we're in about it. Our distances were good. We were passing it very, very well. And I think the players are starting to really sort of take on board what we're after and how to go about it. I think competition for places does that, you know, when they look over their shoulder and go, it's not got to be me. So, listen, we'll take it. We're not getting carried away. We'll take it. Delighted with it. We'll just get ready to go for next week. All right. No, well.